We want to welcome everybody into our native advertising series. It is the Branson Podcast Network, and I am Josh Grisham, delighted to be connecting you with all of our region's great businesses across all of our area counties. And a new owner and proprietor, a great business that you're going to come to know that could have a lot of benefits in your personal life, the owner, Green Light Dispensaries, Travis Harp. Welcome to the podcast series, sir. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm I'm pleased and pleasure to be here.
It is good to have you here on the series, and we talk about really connecting the Ozarks, the region for good, and really bringing all of our listeners in, helping them understand all these new great businesses out there. First things first, I say Green Light Dispensary. Now, people can look at the word dispensary, and they know where that's going to go. But talk to me about Green Light Dispensary. What is it?
Green Light Dispensary as a whole, we are a vertical operation. We do seed to sale. Everything from soil to oil is what I like to say. We highlight all of the state's best, very, very best, and then also not so best. So anything that you have as far as a budget, we have available for you.
Fantastic. Now, this particular deal, I mean, obviously it is cannabis retail. When did you get started in the business? So when did you put Green Light together and when did you launch?
So our ownership, that's Jim and John Mueller. I run the Branson store, but I think they put together some stuff quite a while ago in Vegas is where they got their start. They did a phenomenal job out there, and they were able to come back to their home roots here in the state of Missouri, and then they launched the Green Light brand. And then their goal was the vertical, you know, seed-to-sale operation, everything in-house. Ideally, when you go into our dispensaries, you'll see monitors and TV screens of that seed-to-sell process. So you'll see the drying rooms and everything else.
Now, state of Missouri, 2021, May, medical sales transitioned over into recreational sales. Big transition, big switch. How has that had an impact on your customers as they exist, but also reaching out and getting new people to come in the door for the first time?
You know, it's been phenomenal. Our medical patients really went out, hit the streets, and really pushed this agenda forward. They were open to it. They were willing to it. And, you know, we just wanted to get as much information out there as possible for the health benefits as well as just the benefits overall. So the transition from medical to recreational has seen a huge jump in, you know, people. That's just plain and simple. Lines out the door, which we love to see. As we, you know, get closer to, you know, a build out and other things at our store, we're handling those lines much more efficiently. We look forward to just seeing more and more people.
I love the fact that we continue to grow. Education gets better. Misconceptions get tackled. I love that. The best thing is you can just go in, entertain the idea, go in with an open mind, listen, and learn, because it could have a positive impact on your life health-wise in some way, shape, or form. But if you just shy away and you don't take the time to learn or educate yourself, you're never going to know.
You know, yeah, you couldn't have said it better yourself. I couldn't have said it better myself, what you just stated. What I've seen over the 20 years in cannabis that I've been a part of out in California and, you know, all through the whole boom out there, I've noticed the misinformation and disinformation that is put out about cannabis, about, you know, my friend of a friend of a friend. And realistically, most of the people you talk one-on-one with that have had experience with it in a health-wise beneficial or just, you know, recreational aspect, I mean, there's very few negative things to say about it. There's something for everyone in this industry as far as from seed to sale, soil to oils, I like to say. So if flower's not your thing, I mean, we do have edibles and ingestion methods that you can typically utilize for more medical benefits. It literally is for everyone. We just have to find what's going to be good for you.
Being a part of the business as the GM and the AGM, I've got to ask, what drew you to Green Light initially? Now, and what connected you to the business as a whole? And I guess I asked that, was it something on the recreational side? Did you have friends that had medical needs? Or in your family, did you have somebody that had medical needs that cannabis had a profound impact on? How did you get connected, and really what opened your eyes to the business and getting involved?
So my accolades out in California just kind of were their own thing. I was really into horticulture and botany, and I saw a huge need for most of my friends coming back from overseas for a separatized medical treatment. And, you know, seeing the benefits that they took from that just, you know, made me go full tail boogie into it, all in, learning that soil to oil vertical operation aspect. And then coming out to the state of Missouri kind of wanting to still be involved, noticing Greenlight really being here for the patients. I mean, they're vertical seed to cell solely so they can tell you exactly where everything is coming from. You know, what's really big right now is farm to table, and we're just trying to promote that through cannabis as well.
Very, very cool. And you touched on this at the beginning of the interview for this podcast series, and I've got to ask you to expand on it a little bit more. As far as the speciality of Greenlight, when you say soil to soil, tell me about that. Elaborate on it. What are the benefits and what makes that so special, soil to soil?
So it's kind of just like my little insight thing. When we talk about vertical sales, most people don't understand what that retains to or pertains to. I like to say soil to oil, and that would be the propagation of seed through the adolescence teen cycle all the way to the cut down cure process, then extracting the biomass from it itself, and then utilizing the biomass, which would be shake, trim, the trimmings, cuttings, and then being able to develop those into more medication, whether that be edible infusions, pre-rolls, and or oils. And the oil aspect of it is kind of a newer thing over the last 8, 9, 10 years. So we're, you know, sky's the limit with that. We're getting it to the point where we can fractionize it down, take all the impurities out of the actual cannabis plant itself, and then just give you pure oil. A lot of people are looking for that kind of medication, and mm-hmm. we're pleased to bring it to you.
I love that it's kind of surreal that in 2023, a topic back then would have been frowned upon, or you don't talk about it, or it's taboo in some respect. But now it's out in the open. It's spotlighted. It's highlighted. And people are talking and learning more. And the fact that we can do that now in 2023 is just awesome on so many levels. When it comes to Greenlight, what would you most want your upcoming customers and those that know you very, very well, what would you most want them to know about you personally and the business?
So like personally, I'm only as good as the people around me. Branson, we are full of just hardworking individuals coming into this area. I learned that very quickly. So my team at the Branson location is just lights out. They're here to help. Any questions you have, once you get through the line, trust me, I know it's going to be a process. But once you get through the line to your bud tender in question, they will have the most amount of information in the quick amount of time that you may have. We have a plethora of products. I like to say it's the cornucopia of cannabis. So, I mean, really just bear witness for the lines. Understand that, you know, there's going to be a little bit of a process for your intake. But once you do get in there, the sky's the limit. We have anything and everything you could possibly desire.
I want to go inside the store real quick, and I got to ask this question. If I'm up there at the counter and I'm looking at the product, kind of just give me just a small sampling of what we would see inside there. So obviously, there is the smoking kind. There is the oils that you mentioned. What kind of edibles? What other key items? Kind of just give me that visual sampling mind, and I can kind of dream a little bit about what I'm going to expect.
So, I mean, on a typical Thursday afternoon going into our store, even a Friday morning, you're going to see about 90 strains of flower. You're going to see about 75 to 80 different varietals of gummies. We'll have probably about 14 to 15 different style of chocolate bars, consumables that way. We have vape cartridges, galore, probably about 75 different varietals of vape cartridges, disposable vapes, pretty much anything you can imagine cannabis related to, we have it. We have topicals, balms, lotions, transdermals. I have patches. Yes, I said patches. These patches you can apply to the epidermis, whether on the hand or on the ankle.
That's cool.
And it will be a slow release medication over the process or the period of about 6 hours. So that's a really, really nice feature that we have as well for just people that need to utilize it but need to be as discreet as possible about it. We're in the business of just helping people, so that's pretty much what we're set out to do. So if you have a question about it, is it possible? I can answer that question at the store, no problem.
He's knowledgeable, he's personable, and this is just an example for everybody out there in Ozark Mountain Country of the businesses that you're going to see spring up. And folks, I will tell you again, don't just rest on your laurels. Don't rely on what you may hear on the street. Go in and get the answers for yourself. If you're suffering, if you're in pain, it could be any type of a medical issue. Maybe the answer is at Greenlight Dispensary. And if you can get some relief, if you can live better, Travis and his team have probably got the answers. You just got to walk through the door and you got to ask those questions. My friend, speaking of walking through the door, they want to come see you or they want to get educated and learn more. How do they call you? Can they find you online? And where is your business located here in the area, sir?
Awesome. That's a great question. Yeah. So you can go on Google. You can look up Greenlight Dispensary Space Branson. It'll bring you up to our menu. Also, contact information will be there as well for our in-house phone number. I'm a pretty accessible person as well. So if you're in store and you have any other questions, you can speak to me. But every single one of my employees has been crash coursed, and we are on certain teachings online, so we can find any of that information super readily available for us. Address is 201 South Wildwood Drive, Branson, Missouri, and we are located down the street from the aquarium off 76. So if you get to the aquarium, take a left and you'll see us on the right. Excuse me, what was the other question? I apologize.
Mainly just education. So the social media side of that, you covered the phone number, your location, but if they just want to learn more, great resources online, especially to find you.
Absolutely. So yeah, a lot of information online through Greenlight just as a whole, as well as the products that we offer. So if you're needing the difference between a hybrid sativa or indica, that information will definitely be online on the menu. As far as contacting us, we prefer to see you in the store. We have lines out the door. You can definitely call the store phone. We will answer as we can, but ultimately we want to see your faces. Once you're in the store, we can get you through that line really fast. It's very expedited. And then once we get up to the counter, that's when we're going to give you that crash course of any questions or any comments or anything you want to have answered.
Now, Travis, talking about all the special editions about the business, I know there's a lot of chatter around the region. People go out there and they say, have you been into the Branson Cave? How is that possible that you have a Branson Cave at a dispensary? I've got to know more. Tell me about this, dude.
Oh, awesome, man. So we're cheat sheeting right now. No one really knows about that. I shared that information.
This is a
scoop,
isn't it?
The cat is out of the bag. So most of the Greenlight locations, the bigger ones, we have what we call our underground. We are going to get the cave. So we're going to have an underground cave style system open to all the vendors certain weekends out of the year. And you'll be able to come in. You'll be able to talk directly to the said vendors, learn all about their products from the word of mouth. And we are excited for that. Also, we may have a little bit of a stage setup. So possibly live music as we're doing that kind of a system. So we're excited for it. It's going to be pumping.
And so people, obviously, as you get dates, as it kind of gets a little bit more wide, people just need to stay connected to you and kind of know what the schedule is. That way they can make sure they don't miss out on these great conversations. I mean, what's better if you're interested in a new product? What's better than getting the skinny, the word on it, direct from that person? That's pretty dang cool.
Yeah, no, we're excited to launch it here in Branson. We expect to have really good turnouts for that. Definitely expect the live music. Definitely expect the food trucks and the vendors. So we're excited.
The education side of it, making people feel better and helping others. That gets a big thumbs up for me, buddy. I'm glad you guys are here in the Branson area. I'm glad that you are making a positive impact and changing lives. People just got to learn more. They got to take that step and they can be basically pain-free. They could be living a much better life. They just got to learn more. Again, Travis Harp, I appreciate you so much for coming in-house with us. Again, Greenlight Dispensary, a part of our great podcast series through Native Advertising, Branson Podcast Network, my friend. We got to do this again. We got to have more visits, more education, and more getting the word out there. I appreciate the time.
No, I really appreciate the time you gave us, and look forward to coming back. If not me, you will definitely hear from our AGM, Haley Mackey, who is just a whiz at cannabis. So hopefully we can have her in here as well.
It's all right here at Branson Podcast Network.